Hello and welcome to Vectis Radio Speedway Podcast, giving you all the latest news from the White Link Warriors. If you want to get in touch, email vectisspeedway@gmail.com.
It was a bright but breezy evening at the Perry Bar Stadium in Birmingham. James Cocker in Heat 3 made a lightning start to try and claw back some points for the Warriors. Having established himself in the lead, Cocker was not happy by an aggressive overtake by Tom Bacon. Cockle, who clearly felt the referee should have intervened, could do no more as by Heat 4 the score was 16 to the Birmingham Brummies and 8 to the Warriors. By Heat 6, with the score at 24-12, the evening took a bizarre twist with riders complaining about the low sun and a sun break was taken with no racing for the next 20 minutes. With Heat 7 seeing Brummies rider Hampshire retiring, there seemed to be a glimmer of hope for the Warriors. After Tom Bacon crashed in Heat 9, this led to a better result for the Warriors, with Connor Coles winning and Adam Portwood coming in third to make the score 32-22. James Cockle, in typical style, went on to lead Heat 12, but despite a much improved performance by the Warriors, the final score was the Birmingham Brummies 54, White Warriors 36.
Hi, I'm Jamie Seeley, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, you join us for our sort of after meeting talk here. A strangely quiet Andrew Union Stadium. Actually, we normally have mascots or someone riding, I should say, around. As I speak, the lights are going out in the stadium. So, yeah, strangely quiet. No one out on track. Possibly because of the time, because of that horrible accident involving David, which at the time of recording, about 20 to 10, we've still got no news from the hospital. But ironically, Shania, my daughter's just been showing me a photo that he put on Facebook with him and presumably his close family. In the van, sat free abreast, all happy to be coming down to the Isle of Wight to race, and how tragic that's turned out with what looked like a very nasty accident that happened just outside of the air fence. Still, thoughts with him, and hopefully we'll do a bit of an update before we send this to the podcast, because we record this quite a few days for the podcast, and hopefully by then we'll have news of how he is. But other than that, it's a bit hard to say other than that and sweep that aside, actually, but one must. I'm sure David would want that. A good result for the Warriors tonight, Chaz. What was the score?
56-33.
Having a full seven strong team now, I think it's really made a difference, don't you?
It has. It's just showing. Jamie Seeley was really struggling before when we only had six, sometimes even five riders. And now with the full seven strength team, Jamie is only riding what he's supposed to, which is fair enough. It's good for him to be able to flourish. And he's scoring points now. Last night at Birmingham, he scored 4+4. And tonight, I think he got 2. But comparing the sizes of the tracks, with the Islands track being the biggest in the country, with Jamie scoring 2 points when it's his first season with us, absolutely astounding, I say.
That's right. He's doing what he should do now as a good backup to the team on his return to Speedway. And it's great. We've had some had some trying meetings out here this season, and it's nice to see the Warriors win in such a convincing style, isn't it?
It is. It's back to the old days, isn't it? When we're back to winning ways, it's great for the crowd. It's great for us to commentate on. Although we're supposed to be unbiased, we're clearly Warriors fans. We want the Warriors to do well. It's great to see all the riders enjoying themselves as well and starting to feel a lot more happier racing at the Andrew Uni Stadium.
That's right, because all we come out and support the team thick and thin. We're all here to win, and it's nice for that to happen tonight. So that's us then signing off from the Andrew Uni Stadium as we're here with the floodlights still blazing away. It's been a great night, hasn't it, Chaz?
It has. And just a reminder that the next home meeting is Thursday the 3rd of August, when the Isle of Wight Warriors will be taking on the Buxton Pitmen.
See you there. If you can see people in radio, we'll hear you there. That makes even less sense, doesn't it?
But we'd like to see you, so you can enjoy the fun-packed atmosphere of the Andrew Uni Stadium. But if you can't, listen to us from just before 7 on www.vectisradio.com.
Hello, this is Rob Dyer. You're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, you join me here with Barry Bishop. First things first, it happens in Speedway, unfortunately. A very unfortunate incident early on with David. I guess there's no more news yet.
No more news of David Wallinger. I mean, that was a heavy impact. He knocked the post clear out of the... and that includes the concrete grounding as well. So it is one of those things in Speedway. It's really unfortunate. But, you know, David Wallinger's one of the nice guys. We've got a very nice family. Martin knows him very well. So it's painful for us as well to see any rider down, and it was deeply unfortunate. However, you know, he's in good hands now. He had full movement, legs and arms, but there was some concern about his lower back.
Well, it almost sounds flippant to say moving on, but I'm sure David will want us to. A good result for the Warriors tonight. Must be a happy man.
Yeah, a very good night for the Warriors tonight. I was really pleased with Jamie's two-thirds as well, beating another away rider, which is absolutely fantastic, and his 4+4 bonus last night, so he's improving rapidly. Adam Portwood was great again. Of course, Connor Coles, 15-point maximum, the first one of the season for him. I think there'll be more to come. Captain was great. James Cocker was always brilliant. Scott got his first wins as well tonight. And who's that to leave out? That would leave... Who have I left out? That's six. Chris Widman. Chris Widman managed to find some real confidence tonight as well. After he's a bit unhappy in his first ride, but after that he really got the grip between his teeth and did really well.
Yeah, it's nice to see things coming round. So, ironically enough, I was listening to the commentary from the BBC from Birmingham last night, and it was a good solid performance. Unfortunately, not quite enough for a win, but you must have been pleased with that away performance as well.
I was pleased with the away performance. I actually thought we could take a point away from there. From the start, but we had a little bit of bad luck. To be honest with you, everyone complains about the away track, blah blah blah, but the away track wasn't very good last night. They had suffered a lot of rain all day, and the actual riding track was probably just about 3 metres wide. However, it's the same for everybody, and they won. But I think had we had the team that we had now and they came to here, we'd beat them.
And of course, this Saturday you're away to Eastbourne. Obviously, you've got great hopes for that.
Yeah, away to Eastbourne. Eastbourne's a trick track. It's actually kind of the shape of an egg. It's very tight, bends 1 and 2 and 3 or 4 wider. So they have a lot of track specialists there. We just have to go there and do our best. Every time we've gone there, actually, we've been quite unlucky. We've done really, really well and came very close. So hopefully we could do the same again on Saturday. Then I'm back home for Sunday, back down here Monday, Speedway School Tuesday, Speedway on Thursday, and then I think I go home on Friday. I'm not sure yet.
So a very very tiring week and a bit coming up for you, but it's nice to say we always get behind the team, and whether you win or lose, but let's face it, we all want to win, aren't we? And it's nice to see things coming good.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm here to win every time. I don't ever want to lose. I hate losing. So I'm very happy to win, and that's what I want to do. I want to continue to win, and I'm very proud of the team tonight. They look great.
Hi, I'm Angie Cooper, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
With the match against the Eastbourne Eagles being postponed early on Saturday due to the rain, the next meeting for the Whitelink Warriors is on Thursday. Gates open at 5:30. You can get into the pits between 5:45 and 6:15. There's riders coming down for autographs at 6:30. Rider parade and introduction at 6:45, and the meeting kicks off at 7:00. You really, really want to get down there with the great catering facilities and bar facilities. But if you can't, remember www.vectusradio from just before 7. We will give you all the live commentary until the last race. So if you can't get there, listen to us on the radio.
That's it from the Speedway Podcast. Join us next time for the latest Warriors news. And don't forget to look out for live coverage of home meetings on Vectis Radio.